Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Mr. Frank Cusimano with us on a Monday afternoon from KSDK. Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
Doing well. Hope you're doing well, Mark.
I am, but you know, I've professed my love for the NFL many, many times, and then I look at the game for tonight, and I'm like, I have no interest whatsoever. The Cowboys and the Raiders. Blech. Blech. Give me a better game. Can you arrange something different tonight? Mizzou plays, though, don't they, in basketball?
Yeah, I don't think they're playing like UCLA and John Wood.
Prairie State. Prairie State. I don't even know if that one's on TV. But let's talk about Mizzou football, because I was out of the deer stand since I failed to shoot anything on Saturday, and I was able to watch pretty much the whole game. Look, the Tigers got it done. And even though Mississippi State's not one of the powerhouses in the SEC, it's still a challenge when you have a conference game. I mean, did you see that A&M game? They got lucky to get out of there with the skin of their teeth. But now we got a road trip to Oklahoma, and that's not going to be quite as easy, is it?
No, Oklahoma looked good in their huge victory at Alabama. Their offense isn't very good. And I tell you, Mark, if you look at the numbers, Alabama had almost 200 yards more, like 400 yards of total offense as opposed to 200. But Oklahoma can really play defense. And you know that all they're going to think about this weekend is stopping Ahmad Hardy. But they better be careful, because a fellow by the name of Bo Prabula could actually be on the field for Mizzou.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the video on Saturday of him actually running sprints on the field was pretty impressive. And I think that he's going to be on the injury chart as questionable all week. And who knows, it could be a game-time decision.
That's crazy. I did not know that. But let's talk about Ahmad Hardy. Oh, my gosh. What a game. And I can't believe he didn't break the record. He came damn close, though, didn't he?
Yeah, 300 yards. The record is Devin West at 317. But it was 25 carries. And now, Mark, he's back on top of the leading rusher in the country. I think he's at 1349. It's like 33 yards more. I'm not sure if he's going to be a first-team All-American, because that'll be Jeremiah Love, the pride of CBC and Notre Dame. But I think he's got to be. I mean, if you lead the country in scoring from the nation's best conference, you've got to be a second-team or third-team All-American.
Well, let's talk about the coaching carousel a little bit. Some of this got settled today, and you kind of saw it coming. There were reports that James Franklin might go to Virginia Tech. That, in fact, happened. We've heard Coach Drink's name mentioned with Penn State, maybe, and some of these other programs. What are you hearing? You said something on Friday, and I heard some of this when I was in mid-Missouri with some of the peeps in the know that I know, saying Coach Drink's kind of telling people he's not going anywhere. But, you know, agents at work and dollar signs, that changes minds sometimes.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Mark, because he told the ESPN broadcaster, Tom Hart, not on camera, that he did not think that Fortune 500 companies were supporting Mizzou. Actually, there are some, like Edward Jones, to name one, that does support Mizzou. But maybe the scare tactic of, hey, there are a lot of schools after me, and we don't have enough Fortune 500. Maybe it's just a strategy by him to get more money to buy players, and he has no intention of leaving. I got to say this. I talked to a former board of curator today, and he said, do you think that Penn State would be that excited if they trot out Eli Drinkwitz at that press conference?
I don't.
Do you think LSU would be really thrilled to hire Eli Drinkwitz? So, there's a lot of schools where he's on the list, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be offered the job. And in the end, I still think, the wife and the kids have something to do with it. If they bump up NIL money, it's a great situation.
He is happy in Columbia, okay? And that matters, and the family situation matters. But there's no doubt he's sending messages about NIL because it's the reality of where we are with this game right now.
You're right. It's about the ability to retain your players with a lot of money and then buy some more players. Mark, let me tell you something. Indiana may win the national championship. I wouldn't bet on it, but they're one of the three best teams in the country as we speak. They have Mendoza at quarterback. Mizzou was ever so close to getting him, but at the end he chose Indiana. So that's how close this is. And I mean, who knows? It may have just been about dollars because I understand Indiana spends a lot of money NIL-wise.
And I kind of forgot that he was a name that was in the mix.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. Wow. How about the Blues? Because they leave for a road trip right now. Did they win on Saturday? I know that they had back-to-back games, right?
No, they lost again. Ugh. It was terrible. Mark, they only have points than one more team. And they only have points than more points than one team in the National Hockey League. They're about to go on a 5-game, 9-day road trip beginning in Toronto tomorrow night. The good news is Jake Neighbors is back. And I don't know if he's going to play Tuesday, but he's going to play on this road trip. But here's the crazy news. Mark, they've only played 19 games. He has missed 11 of them, and he still has a share of the lead for most goals scored by the Blues. That gives you an idea of how inept this offense has been, along with the defense.
So, and I said this weeks ago, and I'm not making a case for anyone to lose their job, but it just typically when you have starts like this, the coaches get fired early in the season.
Typically, but not this coach. He just signed a 5-year contract, and he has one of the better winning percentages like in recent NHL history. So, yeah, he's not going anywhere. This one's on the players, and if you also want to place some blame on the GM, he's the one that signed Pavel Buchnevich to that long-term contract, and he banked on Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou getting better, and right now those guys are all off to rough starts.
Anything bubbling underneath the surface in the Cardinals' world in Major League Baseball?
No, I just think like the GM meetings, that's like building up rapport. It's like the early stages of dating, laying the groundwork for potential trade. And, look, Mark, if you want to get somebody good back for that rotation, like a guy that you can control for a couple of years, you're going to have to trade Brendan Donovan. Because with the exception of Alec Burleson, he's the only guy that you can trade that you can get somebody quality back.
Yep.
You can't trade Jordan Walker. You can't trade Nolan Gorman. You can't trade most of these guys. And you won't trade Mason Wynn either.
Frank Cusumano, great to catch up. We'll do it Friday. Notice I didn't bring up the Chiefs because I think we just need to kind of move on from there right now. That was tough. They're going to have a rough season, unfortunately.
Yep.
It was bound to happen soon enough. Thank you, Frank.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.